Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a peculiar power in a person's name. And let me give you some familiar examples. Some names evoke the emotion of love and affection, like your child's name or your beloved's name. Our hearts skip a beat when someone talks about our children by name. Other names bring out anger and aversion to those of a political persuasion, like the name Trump or the name Obama. Grrr. Still other names are synonymous with an organization, like a church. Many years ago, when someone uttered the name Monsignor Galvin, people thought of Immaculate Conception Church. And when someone said, "I see church," they immediately thought of Monsignor Galvin. Now, when someone says, "I see," people think of a priest looking for a free meal. Some people's names are so prominent, they give their name to a political movement, like Marxism, named for Karl Marx, the German philosopher, or Buddha, who gave his name and his life inspired Buddhism. Names are powerful. C.S. Lewis explained that our true name will not really be known until we get to heaven. He wrote this, "But it is also said, to him that overcometh," meaning the victor, the one who gets into heaven, "I will give a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it." That's from Revelation. Lewis continues, "What can be more a man's own than this new name, which even in eternity remains a secret between God and him? And what shall we take this secrecy to mean? Surely, that each of the redeemed shall forever know and praise some one aspect of the divine beauty better than any other creature can." In other words, the peculiar power of a person's name rests in its ability to reveal something about God. When you know a man's name, you know God a little better. August 24th is the annual feast of Saint Bartholomew. And I want to tell you three things about this remarkable saint and his name. And knowing that name more intimately will help you love God more intensely. First of all, Bartholomew is only one of two names ascribed to the same saint. He is also known as Nathanael. Hence, the gospel reading for this feast is John chapter 1, the calling of Nathanael. That's the same as Bartholomew. Many of the apostles enjoyed two names, a Hebrew name and a Latin name, like Cephas and Peter, or Levi and Matthew. The power and prestige of an apostle's name is such that it is able to reveal two aspects of God's hidden beauty, not just one, like me and you. Secondly, Saint Bartholomew Nathanael is purported to have sailed to India in the year 50 AD. So India enjoys the distinction of being evangelized by two apostles, both Bartholomew and Thomas. Bartholomew landed near Bombay, while Thomas went further south to my home state of Kerala. And how did we say thank you to these great apostles of the Lamb? We martyred them. Saint Bartholomew was skinned alive and then beheaded. If you ever go to Rome and go to the Sistine Chapel, look closely at Michelangelo's Last Supper. There you will see Saint Bartholomew while holding two things in each hand. In the right hand, a knife. In the left hand, his skin. That may seem macabre to us, but it was marvelous to Bartholomew, who gladly gave his life for his Lord. His name and his fame show more of the divine beauty. And the third thing is a little Catholic humor. Do you know what profession claims Bartholomew for its patron saint? Tanners, believe it or not. Those who tan skins of animals can look to Saint Bartholomew for intercession and inspiration as they go about their work skinning animals each day. Maybe as they hold a knife in one hand and a pelt in the other, they may feel as famous as a fresco of Michelangelo. Today, as you learned a little more about the name of Nathanael Bartholomew, I hope you also felt a little more love for God and his beauty shining through this singular saint. Names help us fulfill the two fundamental twofold commandments of love of God and love of our neighbor. And that is the peculiar power of a person's name. Praised be Jesus Christ.